here at 3:01 p.m. With that, any other discussion from the board, comments, staff? Do I have a motion?
Well, going in, talking to council for the second time today, you know, I made the motion, you know, last year to get those towers removed, and, you know, we've ran into numerous roadblocks on this, and, you know, the one thing about the settlement that is in there is if he does sell that property, or if he loses it through a bank, or if he passes away, or whatever, you know, we are going to put a recordation, conditional recordation, that those towers, all towers, are to be removed. The thing that sways me a little bit is, one, the county's going to cost quite a bit of money to do this, and if we lose, then he gets to do whatever he wants, and those towers stay forever. You know, I'm as disappointed as anybody is, as those towers have to stay up for a little bit, but I'll make the motion to approve his SUP.
I have to agree with Commissioner Hess. I am furious about this tower issue. It's been going on for far, far, far too many years. I too made a motion at some time in the past to reduce him down to a minimum level of towers, two, I believe it was, you see where we are with it at this point. And I would encourage the homeowners to take him to task on this through their architectural board, if that is possible. I don't know what the rules are up there, but I'm really not happy with this one, but I'm going to have to second Commissioner Hess's motion.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion that we haven't heard already today? Or with that, I'm in concurrence with both Commissioner Hess and Slavangan. My language wouldn't be as strong as Commissioner Hess as far as Mr. Terramina, but I do really feel he took advantage of the situation, and we made some mistakes along the way to get us in this position, and only a fool would go against legal counsel's advice and go into court without, you know, representation that is best. And so with that, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous.
Excuse me, what is it that you just approved?
We approved this settlement.
Summary. Special use permit. So which did you approve?
No, I made a comment about allowing towers in the past without a permit.
No.
Okay, well, anyway, we're going to move on.
We'll move on.
Exactly. I'm not going to argue with you. We're moving on.
Just say, exactly what is it that you just approved?
What's in writing right here in the agenda, the summary?
You approved the settlement.
That's what I just said.
What's up next here?
We'll go back to County Manager Whitten. Back to the budget.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Continuing with the final budget hearing as required by statute. We've finished 911 dispatch services, dropping them hopefully from 802,000 through to 786,000. That again is primarily in the totally in the benefits field through our dependent medical coverages. Our service department, which is our SHOP, there was a small drop also again in benefit savings from 71,000 to 64,000. So we dropped roughly $7,000 there. In our buildings and grounds, a very small crew, there was actually a slight increase of less than $2,000, it looks like. Nothing material there. Parks and pools stayed exactly the same. Emergency management stayed exactly the same. And an item of note, we did receive our annual grant funding for this last year from the state. I can never remember the acronym. So we are continuing to get partial subsidy from reimbursement from the state for some of our salary costs on that. The sheriff's office did a great job. I mean, this was we had
representation that is best, And so with that, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous.
Excuse me, what is it that you just approved?
We approved this settlement.
You referred to the special use permit. So which did you approve?
No, I made a comment about allowing towers in the past without a permit.
No.
Okay, well, anyway, we're going to move on.
Exactly.
I'm not going to argue with you. We're moving on.
Just say exactly what is it that you just approved.
What's in writing right here on the, in the agenda, the summary?
You approved the settlement.
That's what I just said.
What's up next here?
We'll go back to County Manager Witten. Back to the budget.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Continuing with the final budget hearing as required by statute. We finished 911 dispatch services, dropping them hopefully from 802,000 through to 786,000. That again is primarily in the totally in the benefits field through our dependent medical coverages. Our service department, which is our SHOP, there was a small drop also again in benefit savings from 71,000 to 64,000. So we dropped roughly $7,000 there. In our buildings and grounds, a very small crew, there was actually a slight increase of less than $2,000, it looks like. Nothing material there. Parks and pools stayed exactly the same. Emergency management stayed exactly the same. And an item of note, we did receive our annual grant funding for this last year from the state. Can never remember the acronym. So we are getting partial, we are getting, continuing to get partial subsidy from reimbursement from the state for some of our salary costs on that. The sheriff's office did a great job. I mean, this was, we had inflated it a bit because we did transfer the bailiff from the justice court over to the sheriff's office, with the sheriff's office agreeing to provide normal and customary bailiff services to both Judge McGuffey and also to the district court judges when they meet here, and continue with courthouse walkthroughs and everything else that Josh was so good at, and that's gone great. But we were able to trim over another $66,000. There was a change in administrative staff that we opted not to fill at a full-time benefited basis. It's now filled at a less than 20-hour no benefit, and Sheriff Antonora took a long, hard look at a few of the other expenses, particularly on the in the professional services side, and we trimmed there. So we got a lot of good money out of that one. I appreciate it, Sheriff. And the comptroller side, he did go down. When we sat in the room for 2 days sweating out each of these accounts, he stepped up to the plate and again dropped both in terms of, we had some medical benefit savings there, and definitely we also trimmed a little bit in our services and supplies. The commissioner's budget, we dropped about 8,000. I'm sorry, in the sheriff's, in the comptroller's budget, we trimmed just over $9,000. In the commission's budget, it was 512,000. We were able to trim that down to 504,000. And that's a combination of things. There were some benefit savings costs, and also we trimmed a little bit more in services and supplies. So all told, we carved out a little over $7,000 out of that one. The administrative one, as I mentioned, the big hit in that one was the $100,000 in the special grant match. That's going to mean we may have to pass on a couple of grants this year where we may not be looked at quite as favorably, because Holly's kind of developed an approach even on CDBG where if we can throw a grant match out there, sometimes it doesn't have to be 100% grant match. What's our swimming pool one? Is that a 10%?
I don't know.
And we think that made us stand out amongst some of the others, that we were willing to make an investment, but we've really gutted that one. But all told, we were able to pull out $114,000 roughly out of that one. Health and Human Services, no change. So again, as I mentioned before, the contingency dropped a little bit from 292,000 to 282 because of the overall reduction in expenses. We did reduce Mike's roads by 100,000. The tri-payback with the ad valorem did drop slightly from 840,000 to 812. But all told, We were able to get our expenses reduced down from $11,194,000 to $10,705,000, leaving us, inclusive of the $282,000 contingency, just about $80,900 in a deficit, and still ending with I don't even want to call it comfortable and acceptable ending fund balance of $5,771,000 as a projection. That'll give us enough to sustain operations for just over 6 months, should all sources of revenue be interrupted. So that is the general fund. And again, the big ticket items of note is your approval would be inclusive of authorization for no funding for the Story County Public Library. And the other reductions, as I've outlined, including the reduction in the support to the roads from $300,000 to $200,000.
Okay, with that, do I have a motion to approve final budget hearings FY 2012-2013?
I so move.
Second.
For discussion, Mark, something quick.
Could I speak briefly to two new regulations in a minute?
Well, you've got 3 minutes. If you still get off on them.
Mark Joseph Phillips, Story County resident. I'm speaking to the approval of the budget 2012 to 2013. General fund, two things. Okay, on May 10th of this year, a couple weeks ago, the Committee on Local Government Finance met down in Carson City. This is part of the Department of Taxation. And two things came up in regards to NRS 244.225 requires the county commissioners to publish quarterly financial statements in the local paper. The Mr. Gallagher put something in the most recent Comstock Chronicle that kind of qualifies, but I'm hoping this budget will include publishing your quarterly financial statements as required by law. And also, this new regulation, it's referred to as the R005-12, also requires these financial statements to be put online. So I'm hoping that the commissioners are allocating enough money to get these financial statements online. And also the ink's still wet on regulations relating to local government financial administration and enterprise funds. At the VCCTA or VCTA meeting, I brought up that these new regulations referring to enterprise funds also give the public quite a bit of leeway on following the funds and a lot of this information is encouraged to be public record. So thank you on that one. Mr. Gallagher's not present, but Hugh Gallagher spent quite a bit of time with me discussing this, and I had no idea that these regulations actually became regulations in the last week or two.
Thank you. With that, we have a motion and a second for discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Continuing with the other funds that do not have to be segregated out, and in some cases, these are statute requires that we separate out the 473 to 474, and then because we currently operate Virginia City, Gold Hill, and Silver City Water and Sewer as an enterprise fund, we're going to separate those out as well. The first one I want to address, though, is the VCTC that Mr. Phillips just referenced. Mr. Gallagher and I met with the senior official from the Nevada Department of Taxation last week. We finally came to some mutual consent on their challenges as to whether or not the county, to the extent of the county's involvement in oversight with the VCTC as a fair and rec board. We made it clear to Mr. Gransberry at the Department of Taxation that this is and continues to be a Story County Fair and Recreation Board. That is critical for the continued collection of one of the quarter cent sales tax overrides that we receive. We also agreed in this case at their questioning as to whether or not this needed to be an enterprise fund or a special revenue fund. Basically told Mr. Gransberry, I don't care what we called it, but in essence, it would be a special revenue fund with those monies protected and guaranteed and dedicated toward the continued promotion of tourism. The other thing we had to do is since the Fair and Rec Board operating as the VCTC has to operate as its own legal entity with county involvement and oversight, we're going to segregate out the actions of the Board of Commissioners versus the Fair and Rec Board. It gets a little confusing. Bob Morris is in the audience. We gave some proposal wording that was acceptable to taxation to Bob, and I believe he's okay with it. So we are going to bring that resolution back to you during the month of June after it's gone through the VCTC, and Commissioner Chavang, I believe, Denny brought this up at your last meeting, hopefully at least to some degree.
Right.
So I think we're all on track now. And on that one, I'm going to basically tell you guys it's really the Fair and Rec Board that approves it, not the County Commission. The Fair and Rec Board will have a provision in there that says that staff, i.e. myself, Hugh, and Denny, will have to basically review and concur with it before it's presented to the VCTC in its final budget. So there would be no action on this one, to tell you the truth. Continuing on through several other funds, the Park Fund had absolutely no changes between tentative and final. Genetic testing had no changes. Drug court had no changes. Technology had no changes. Justice court had no changes. It is not the justice of the peace in the general fund, that's a separate fund. The road department, as I mentioned, lost $100,000 in funding. We did not change right now. Look at that, I don't think that's right. We did not change the overall expenditures. Mike's very good at controlling those throughout the year. So we're going to leave those, and I don't think we have a negative ending fund balance because we can't do that. There might be an error on that one. So we'll get that corrected. It'll be a positive for sure. Emergency mitigation had no changes. And then in your packet, if you're looking, this is where both the 473, 474 fire district as well as the water and sewer systems show up. Rather than go through that awkward adjourn and reconvene and then come back and do the rest of these, I'm just going to continue on with the rest of these funds exclusive of 473, 474 and water sewer. Then you can be done with this. Fire emergency had no changes. Equipment acquisition, we did tweak just a little bit because it's an ad valorem account and it went down. We lost a little over $10,000 in revenues. And we did make minor adjustments in the expenses, but we're still holding to an adequate ending fund balance. We had actually increased it this time around. I will tell you on equipment acquisition, again, just to kind of plant the seed, we do pay off our four brush trucks this coming year. And I expect in January at the latest, Chief Haynes will be, he's working with staff right now, and we're looking at financing, keeping in mind that this fund really is meant to pay for big ticket items, and our structure engines are aging beyond possible repair. And just to kind of brace Commissioner Chauvin, potentially Mr. Gilman, Mr. McBride, anybody else who's running for commissioner that I don't see here, if you think brush trucks are big ticket items, structure trucks are huge. So we're staffing now. We'll be staffing probably for the next 6 or 7 months, to be honest with you, before it's ready. So any money we can keep in there will only help that, hopefully. In the jail, we lost a little bit because this, again, is an ad valorem account. We dropped from $443,000 to $428,000. And we did not materially change any of the expenses. They actually went up just a skosh. I think that was because we had a staffing turnover in there. And when we bring in somebody that we don't know who we're bringing in, we always forecast for the highest potential benefits impact, and then, you know, we get who we get. Tri-payback revenue dropped because of the ad valorem changes from $1,165,000 to $1,133,000. That did change the payback formula, and that dropped to a corresponding identical amount. Indigent medical dropped a bit because of the property tax drop. We did, and then we dropped the expenses by an equal amount. Indigent accident dropped slightly again for the same reasons, from $76,000 to $71,000. Capital projects did not change. BC Rail project did not change. Infrastructure did not change, and he was working on a new updated infrastructure plan, and I have a meeting together with Holly later this week on Tunnel 6, which is where the bulk of this would hopefully go. Stabilization did not change. That's our rainy day fund. Town of Gold Hill did not change. Those are monies that we're now channeling over to the BCTC. Town of Virginia did not change. And we will probably be, that was another item on our agenda with Mr. Cransbury at taxation, we will probably be looking at trying to eliminate those two items. They are essentially only business, liquor, cabaret, those types of licensing gaming revenues from the businesses in Virginia City and the businesses in Gold Hill. They've been on the books. They're a throwback long before, I think, when NDF did some of our structural protection in other parts of the county, and we did some. I'm not getting a yes from Gary, so I may be wrong here. But anyway, we're probably going to unwind both those, but it's a process to go through as far as taxation is concerned. But no change in that one for this year. And federal grants dropped to some degree by corresponding amounts. So this is a pass-through account. So I appreciate, you know, a motion to approve the final budget for all of those accounts and departments and funds.
Have a motion?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the next up.
Before we yes. Move on, Mr. Margolin, and this is in furtherance of my promise to stop you, but Mr. Margolin made a point. The proposed motion, be backing up to the Terramina Towers thing, the proposed motion was, and this is on the first page of that, based on findings in compliance with all conditions and stipulations imposed in accordance with the settlement agreement between the SUP applicant and Story County, staff recommends the Board of Story County Commissioners approve SUP application number 2011-010 and include in that motion all conditions of the SUP listed in section 4 of this summary report. So I would like that motion to be made, and then we vote again, just so that there's absolutely no question about gotten approved.
I see where you're going.
And I can change my motion. You'd like me to do it now?
Yeah, you would.
I will change my motion and to approve special use permit 2011-0110 for purposes of allowing constructing and or limiting multiple amateur radio support structures with heights in excess of 45 feet on their property located at 370 Panamint Road, Highland Ranches, Story County, Nevada. That's it. You want me to keep going? Because the rest is just...
Go ahead and... what are you reading? Because the proposed motion was...
I'm just winging it. It's pretty good, though, isn't it?
Yeah. But the proposed motion would be based on findings, and I can read it, and you can just... Based on findings in compliance with all conditions and stipulations imposed in accordance with the settlement agreement between the SUP applicant and Story County, the Board of Story County Commissioners approves SUP application 2011-010 and including that motion... all conditions of the SUP listed in section 4 of the summary report which you have. So that would be the motion if that's what you wanted, Mr. Hess.
Okay.
And you don't have to read it again. It's already been read twice by me. But if that's your motion.
That is my motion. Okay. I move to approve what Mr. Mannix had just said.
And I will second that.
Okay, motion and a second for the discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 So then.
Okay. That takes care of that.
Okay.
Good point.
Back on, do I have a motion to recess and convene as NRS 473 Story County Fire Protection District Board?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ready?
Yeah.
Sorry for the awkwardness here, but this is pretty much defined in statute as to how we have to move through your various functional capacities serving as the 473 Fire Board of Commissioners, the 474 Fire Board of Commissioners, as well as the Water and Sewer Board. This budget deals with the NRS 473 Fire Protection District Board. Fire Management Officer Klug has been here patiently for quite some time. The long gist of the story is there were a few minor changes. We decreased the revenue from $547,000 and changed to $525,000. And we did increase his expenses slightly from $590,000 to $595,000. Fire Management Officer Klug is here. We'd recommend approval of the budget as presented.
Any comment? If not, do I have a motion?
I'll reluctantly move to approve it.
I will second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I do want to say, though, that I'm going to continue to work on this marriage that we have with NDF. And I think we need to change some things there.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn and convene as the NRS 474 Story County Fire Protection District Board?
So move.
Second.
The discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, Pat?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You're now convening and putting it on your head as the NRS 474 Story County Fire Protection District Board, basically also known as the Story County Fire Department. These are the fine folks that bring us structure protection countywide and emergency medical services. Chief Haynes, as I mentioned, we really had two major challenges this year. One was in the general fund. We've addressed those. I won't belabor those. The other one was in the fire department fund. As you know, this fund clearly stands and has stood on its own as a self-supportive fund from the taxes and revenues generated by the 474 Fire District operations. There's an incremental tax rate of 0.4346. Each of us pays on our property tax bills. And then there are other opportunities for some sales tax participation, ambulance fees, inspection fees, and other reimbursements for out-of-district costs. This was by far our most difficult challenge. We are in ongoing labor negotiations, contractual negotiations with the collective bargaining group. We don't know what to anticipate. We're waiting for the next steps in a long, lengthy procedure. So all we can do is go in with the assumptions that what we have is what it will be. And if there are any negative determinations through the process, either through the negotiations, highly doubtful, through the legal processes that may or may not occur, it is then that we will have to go back and force ways to balance this budget. At the last meeting, or at the tentative budget, I believe we mentioned words that I know Mr. Flanagan will certainly take strong exception to, because he already has justifiably will continue to. If we don't continue to be able to do within this budget this means, then undoubtedly I think the only remedy is going to be to close fire stations. We came into you during the tentative budget at $313,000 in deficit and ending up with an ending fund balance of $35,560. That, of course, will never fly with the Department of Taxation. In very hard cooperative work with Chief Haynes, and Hugh Gallagher in particular. We were able to find recommended ways to work with, like the inspection fees, for instance, and others. And we found some modest increases, not a lot, I'll be honest with you, in revenues. We moved them from $3,419,000 to $3,486,000. The key here was the trim in the expenses. They moved from $3,732,000 to $3,573,000. So that was the big difference on this one. That gets us to a deficit of $87,000, and more importantly, it leaves us with an adequate ending fund balance of $261,000. So I don't know, Chief, if there's anything else you'd like to add. I want to thank you for, you know, all the hard work you put in. I think Mr. Gallagher, if he was here too, because I think this is, again, one of the more difficult ones that we have.
I just have a couple of questions on, has our ambulance fees gone down quite a bit, Gary, over the last year or two?
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. That's a great question. Yes, they have. And it's a culmination of many things, and I think the number one thing is the patient billing mix. Over the last couple of years, obviously, with the downturn in the economy, it's just that people are losing their health insurance. And we're taking into account that we allow people to pay $25 a month because they're our citizens or our community members. In the past, we had very, very high collection rates with private insurance. There's people are losing jobs and losing their insurance, and that's really the culmination of a lot of that. That's really the best answer. There's probably 10 different variables I could give you, but that's really the totality of it.
Gotcha. The other one is just on the miscellaneous. What is that? I know in 2012 we didn't have a miscellaneous.
Because you're out of district.
Is that?
Yeah, I believe.
I apologize. You guys use it a little bit different. When mine, I submitted down to detailed things. So I think your miscellaneous that you're looking at is that 230. Yeah, that is fire burns. Mm-hmm. And predominantly that's from the bulldozers. we've been very successful in sending those off to county to generate revenues. We anticipate that we spent all of our fire collection revenues this last year on getting those up to par so that there's not breakdowns and a lot of maintenance. We feel like we're fairly confident that that will bring in that amount this year in just fire billings.
Gotcha, okay.
Mr. Holt.
Just a couple things to find out, Mr. Chairman. This whole thing with the fire department's got me somewhat concerned. And I know that contrary to popular rumor around the county, property taxes are spiraling down and have continued to do so. So we get less and less money out of property taxes. And of course, we know that Story County is, you know, we don't hit them up as hard as a lot of the other counties on fire tax. But I think that, again, if we can take care of this 473 NDF thing, well, we could be in a little bit better shape. So I think that's going to be a place that you and I, Gary, we'll concentrate on that. But I think we need to see what comes from the other negotiations. And, just my 2 cents on the whole fire department thing.
And I do want to stress, because I know I did not make this clear, during the tentative we talked about, based on what we knew of negotiations at that stage, based on what we thought that we would probably be losing, at the very least, our Mark Twain station. And subject to however the collective bargaining practice goes, at this stage there are no changes in 474 coverage. We have 24/7, 365 in Virginia City, the Highlands, and the River District, and we have Monday through Friday, 8-hour coverage in Mark Twain. So it's intact at this stage, but again, the best I can tell you is it's all determined in part on us getting these revenues. We do know that, that's clear, but also in hopefully finding reasonable success either at the bargaining table or through the legal processes with this collective bargaining group.
And I want to thank Gary and Pat and Jess and Paul. part and everybody else involved in putting these together. Gary's budget every year is probably the hardest to put together because of this collective bargaining in the public sector. It's going to be the downfall of a lot of agencies. You know, a lot of people don't understand when you negotiate in collective bargaining, you know, you set a 3 or 4 year precedence or you have a contract for that amount. And generally, those employees are going to keep getting raises and their longevity and health benefits and everything else. Well, then at the county, the taxes start going down and, you know, we lose a building or two, you know, here and there. You know, your revenue's dipping and your costs are rising. And, you know, collective bargaining's really hurt. But, Gary does a great job in kind of foreseeing the future. So, this is the hardest budget to put together. So,
I just want to take 2 quick seconds to thank the board. I mean, this has been, I've been serving as your chief for 12 years. This has been the hardest process to date. The board was great. I appreciate your guys' phone calls and stopping in and bouncing ideas. And we got it to work. And everybody else that you mentioned as well. So, thank you for helping us through this year.
Good. Okay, with that, do I have a motion to approve the 474 Fire Protection District budget?
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, a motion to adjourn and convene of the Story County Water and Sewer Board.
So move.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Last two commissioners for your final budget. First, the water system, which again does provide treated water to Virginia City, Gold Hill, and Silver City. We made no adjustments in the revenue. We made a very minor adjustment in the services and supplies. There is no material effect or change in this budget. It moved from $471,000 in expenses to $474,000. And you can approve both these in one action. Your sewer system, we made no change in revenues. We made, again, a similar change. Well, this is the $2,500, isn't it? Okay. In both these, what we did was we had $5,000 in GIS support costs that we wanted to allocate to Mike's group. Our GIS product is getting far enough along that we can certainly have some reliance that Mike's going to get quality, usable data on where his water and sewer lines are, where the meters are, how deep they are. All that's beginning now to get developed into the GIS system that Douglas County does. So Mike's water and sewer funds are paying for $5,000 each in those. And that's really it. The only other thing I do want to stress on both water and sewer is those revenues did have that annual programmatic increase that Jennifer's preparing. The rate increases on both water and sewer that we discussed before that Jennifer is preparing and will have on probably the second meeting in June for your actions again as a water and sewer board.
Okay, thank you, Pat. With that, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
No discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next I need an aye. Thank you, Nance.
Mr. Chairman, if I just close out the budgets again, you know, I want to, not very many of them have lasted. I think Holly and Jerry and Dave look like they're the only ones left here, but you know, I want to thank the department heads. I mean, this is a massive process, and I especially this year when I want to not only thank Hugh, Cindy for the help she gave, but we brought, you know, the rookie star on board with Mrs. Fanning. And she is proud to say that her budget binder is twice as big as mine because every change, every thought, every anything almost is literally contained within, you know, her working documents. And it's a huge process. And Jesse, I think, is going to succeed in quantum leaps with this down the road. So.
Thank you, Pat. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn and reconvene the Story County Board of Commissioners?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Okay.
Aye.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Aye.
Aye.
All right. Licensing Board, second readings.
Mr. Chairman, Community Development just recommends we approve items 1 through 14. There's no continuances.
All right.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second for discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, Austin. That's the least you've had to say all night. Okay, moving on, board comment. Bill?
Wow. Hey, thanks to you last few hanger-oners out there. Glad you were all here today. That's all I have.
Bum?
Oh, nothing.
One thing I have is with this budget process, I want to thank, I know Pat thanked, you know, definitely Jesse and everyone else, and Cindy, but particularly Pat for guiding us through a very tough budget this year, unexpected challenges, but we've gotten through it this far. And the budget, like anything else, is a living document. We'll be dealing with it all year, the rest of our tenure here. One thing I wanted to bring up, I did attend National Association of County Western Interstate Regional Conference this last week, and a lot of good things. Again, economic development is always a topic that comes up, but I hear the same things over and over again. But it does come down to one thing that's called jobs and how to create jobs. And I did talk to some of the people there that what they've got to look at doing, you got to do something with the energy costs. You know, they don't seem to be talking about that enough. They got to get a grip on what the price of gas is. These companies are not going to hire until they can afford to hire, until it makes sense to do business. So it was a very good topic there. I did meet with the liaison for Department of Interior. I gave Pat her card to help with public lands issues as they happen within the county. I also started the dialogue with Nevada NACO as far as the future of internet taxing and the taxes that rightfully should be paid on internet purchases with Amazon and other companies coming down the pike, and then making sure that we find a formula for Story County to get our fair share of those taxes that come in. We're not the only one. Apparently, Lyon County is another county that uses, I think, Carson City zip code.
Several.
So hopefully it's something we can continue to work on and come with a solution as that time gets nearer where these taxes are collected. And so it was a very good conference. And with that,
I just have one board comment. My nephew had to attend the commissioner meeting for his government research in school, and he just happened to pick the longest meeting of the year to go to, so good pick on that, Matty.
Bring up your tag and I'll sign you off. Okay?
Does anybody want to bet he doesn't want to go into government after this?
Yeah.
Or be a lawyer.
And with that, we're adjourned.